ஸ்டாக் லிஸ்ட்டு ட்ரேடிங் ஆன் வெண்டி அலார்ட், வெண்டி WENDY, அலார்ட் இஸ் ALLARD, ALLARD. டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இஸ் 12/3/56, டேட் ஆஃப் விசிட் 2/10/25. ப்ளீஸ் மேக் காப்பி ஃபார் எஸ்எஸ் லோபேஸ் MD, தட் இஸ் JESUS லோபேஸ் LOPEZ MD. நெக்ஸ்ட் பேராகிராஃப், சீஃப் கம்ப்ளைண்ட் இஸ் ஹிஸ்ட்ரி ஆஃப் நிமோனியா and mastitis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 68-year-old female who has had a history of COPD, has previously been treated for a non-small cell lung cancer and had undergone a right low lobe resection in 2015 period. The patient has done well and had no prior radiation or chemo and has had a persistent cough for more than 5 years period. Recently the patient was complaining of fatigue and coughing spells with mild myoptosis and was treated for an episode of pneumonia in January of 25 period. She also was sent for a chest CT, which was done on 1/15/25, and it showed moderate central lobular emphysema and new dependent consolidation and septal thickening in the posterior right upper lobe period, mild tree and bud opacities in the left upper and lower lobes, and a new left upper lobe perihilar enhancing solid non-calcified nodule measuring 2.1 by 2 cm adjacent to the hilum, and a subpleural nodule at 7 mm in the right middle lobe period. There was also an enlarged right hilar node measuring 1.1 cm period. The patient was sent for a PET CT done on 2/4/25, and the PET CT reportedly showed a spiculated left upper lobe mass contiguous to the left hilum measuring 2.7 by 2.2 cm with a SUV of 13.6 and mild uptake in the right hilum with a SUV of 2.9. There was moderate consolidation in the right lower lobe with a SUV of 5.6. Period. The patient also states she has lost some weight over the past few months and denies any fevers or chills or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for right lower lobectomy for non-small cell lung cancer done in 2015. She also had total hip replacements in the right and left hips. She has a history of systemic lupus for over 20 years and has Raynaud's phenomena. The patient also had bilateral shoulder replacement surgery period. She has a history of COPD with emphysema period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 50 years, presently cut down to 1/2 pack per day. No significant alcohol use. She worked in a bank period. Next, family history. Mother died of Alzheimer's disease. Father died of lung cancer. Next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily. And nebulized donut solution, BID, PRN. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has had fatigue, no weight loss, denied glaucoma or cataracts. Can you please mention patient also had weight loss of over 10 pounds. She has no hoarseness but has wheezing and shortness of breath and a persistent cough. She has mild abdominal pains and heartburn and constipation. She also has jaw pain, arm pain, and leg pain with palpitations and some leg edema. She denies anxiety or depression. She has no easy bruising. She does have joint pains and muscle pains and stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of icterus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 92, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 107, saturation 98. HENT abnormal spalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the right upper chest and diminished breath sounds at the basis period. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions and ardent. Can you please add in the history section allergies to dust and pollen, period. Next paragraph, final impression. Impression number one, left hilar mass rule out malignancy. Number two, COPD with emphysema. Number three, obstructive pneumonitis. Number four, history of right lower lobectomy for lung CA. And number five is history of systemic lupus erythematosus, and number six is degenerative arthritis. Next line plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. A CBC coagulation profile to be done and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. The patient will be scheduled for bronchoscopy and biopsy at Advent Hospital. And the procedure and risks were explained to her. And the follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesus Lopez, J-E-S-U-S Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.